Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so I have a very PG-13 question I'm going to ask you guys.
Okay.
And I feel bad doing this because I know we're going into somewhat of a PG-13 topic with Katie's story coming up.
The littles are in school,
right? But I think everybody's making their way to school, and I think we're okay.
And if not, your disclaimer. Little ears.
Little ears. I have a very weird question to bring up and talk about, but I feel like I'm not alone in this camp. I met a couple people the other day at an event that I was at, husband and wife, and I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just purely observational here on what they looked like and their mannerisms, okay? Two of the nerdiest people I have ever met in my life,
okay,
which is fine. Nerds rule the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't care. They're nerds. Whatever. I love me some nerds. But truly, like, big glasses, super skinny, dressed in the most nerdiest way. Like,
pocket protectors.
Like, Star Wars t-shirts on, okay?
Okay, well, let's not
his
go
pants
too far.
Were pulled up really high. But you know, you know the style.
Yeah.
You know, you guys
look.
Not pocket protectors, but, like, t-shirts with, like, anime, Star Wars.
Both, you know, had the glasses. They actually kind of talked like this.
Oh, they're nasally, too.
And the guy kept doing the thing where he actually would, like, push on the middle of his glasses as he was talking.
Okay.
Like, let me tell you about radio. I'm going to tell you about a few things I know about radio. Let me tell you. And he's like,
okay.
I'd like you to meet my wife. And she's like, hi, how are you? You're very nice to meet you. She's pushing her glasses up like this. She's got a Pokemon shirt on, you know.
And as I'm standing there talking to these two people, I'm not hearing a word they're saying. You know why?
What are you thinking about?
I am thinking about these two having their way with each other.
Oh, no way.
Doing it.
Really?
I'm talking to the two nerdiest people ever. Again, no disrespect. They're in love. But the entire time I'm like, what is it like when those two are going at it?
Guys are so weird.
I got my glasses stuck.
Do you do that too?
I have.
Okay.
With like I can't some, be the only one.
I remember a distinct, and I know you're in theater, Jeremy. I'm not making fun of them at all.
No,
but there was a distinct couple, like theater nerd couple, and they would always be so close to each other in the halls at high school, like foreheads together, like, we just love each other so much.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was like, do they do that? Like,
I do it all the time. I am constantly just, like, doing it to various
lines?
Couples.
See, that's what I was saying. Like, you're the Romeo to my Juliet? Is that like how they sweet talk each other?
I can't be
stuff?
The only one that meets people that are couples and you're like, what is that like behind closed doors?
I don't think couples. I don't think I've ever thought when people are together if they're doing
just
it. Like,
in general.
A person. If I think somebody's good looking, I will address you with my eyes immediately.
Yeah, but
and
I feel like
there.
We all do that with somebody who's
well,
good looking.
That's when I do
and
it.
And then you envision yourself with them.
Yeah,
probably.
Absolutely.
But you see two people that are together.
I'm not thinking about them doing it.
Oh, really?
Oh, I totally am.
Oh,
no,
I do. Because I'm like, how do they do it?
I don't
what
do that.
What do they do? Are they crazy? Like, are they into some stuff, or is it? Well, that's what I'm like. Is he like,
somebody wrote in with a red room, safe words and all.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Like, are they like total freaks,
really?
Or are they like courteous?
Do people?
Or,
I'm
do they
shocked
cry?
Right now. Okay, do they cry? Just
Angela
hold me.
Saying you're not alone. Annika said you are definitely not alone. I do it.
I do this. Okay.
201 wrote in and said I do this all the time, and I'm a female.
Becky?
A lot of people say they
do
this.
I do the same thing all the time. I'm with you, man, says Becky. Okay, good, because I thought I was the weirdo.
I don't think anybody says they don't, like me.
Yeah, I know. I was like, you're
I don't think of people doing it, though. I don't.
Wow. Shannon says I do it all the time.
People really do this. Oh, my goodness.
What is she saying?
Okay.
Oh, the this is actually
finance.
Good. Shannon's is good. Read that one. Yeah.
I do it all the time. I'm personally a professional in corporate finance, and I'm probably one of the dirtiest.
Oh, she's the one. Oh!
Oh!
Shannon!
I can't read the rest of that.
No.
Shannon!
People would be shocked.
People would be shocked.
I'm shocked. I'm
in corporate finance, and I enjoy being tied up.
Shannon.
When you reach out to her and she says, I'm tied up right now. She's literally tied up right now.
Literally tied up. Oh, wow. I think this is actually quite eye-opening for me. I kind of love it. Like, I kind of love that people are out there doing this.
God, do we want to take calls on this?
Why
I don't
not?
Know where we go from here.
Come
I was
on.
Just doing this as a funny little observation. But we will open up the phone lines. We have Katie's topic, too, but if this takes over...
Yeah, we can push it back.
And again, no disrespect. I'm a nerd. I'm a total dork. I collect action figures. But these two people were truly two of the nerdiest people I've ever met.
Yeah.
You know, they had anime and Star Wars t-shirts on, the big glasses, and they actually talk like this to me.
A little nasally,
yeah. And they're pushing up their glasses while they were talking. They're, Jared, let me tell you all about radio. I got some ideas for you.
And it was a husband and wife. And the entire time, I was thinking, how is their sex life?
I know, it's so weird to me.
How is it behind closed doors?
Apparently, everybody thinks this way, though.
I'll tell you, Jared, my wife and I love to get it on. We love to get it on very much. We get it on. Very much so. We have Star Wars on in the background. Yeah. She's my Princess Leia.
She likes my lightsaber.
She's always on my lightsaber.
So I was thinking about
that. Those aren't bad.
And I was like, I can't be the only one that does this with people. When you meet people or couples, you start thinking about... You know, what's going on in their bedroom? So we've got a bunch of people on the line. Aaron, Melissa, Julie, Don. We got a couple phone lines, though. If you do this, I want to hear about it. Am I alone? 303-691-1649. We're going to keep it pretty PG. We're not going to do a bunch of body shaming and all that stuff, dude. We're going to keep this lighthearted. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, how are you?
Well, I feel a little weird. I'll be honest with you. Am I the only one that does this when I meet people? I think about them getting it on?
No, you are absolutely not alone. I think that's just kind of a normal thing that people think about. But sometimes I feel like the weird one because I wonder what people think about me.
Okay.
Like, oh, this is a unique twist.
Yeah, like if they know my exes or if they're friends of my current partner, like what do they know? What do they think? Like, are they picturing me? Are they going, this guy's weird?
Well, yeah, like, what's this guy into?
Uh-huh. So then, you strike a pose, like,
Do you like whips and chains? So answer all those questions, Aaron. No, don't answer.
Right, yeah.
Let us know about you.
Go through the list.
That's a unique angle. So you're wondering what people are thinking about you, essentially.
Huh. Yeah, especially just, I feel like, you know, if you're thinking it, then people are thinking it about you.
Absolutely.
And as someone who, you know, I'm not ugly, I wouldn't say, but I'm not winning People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive anytime soon.
He's somewhere in that middle, right?
I could be on page 94 of this.
Right. We all look good with the lights off, Aaron.
There we go. But yeah, like what do people think when they see me? Is someone like, wow, that guy's so hot, I wish I had the guts to talk to him? Right. Or are they like, wow, that guy probably looks like pudding.
Melted candle.
Melted you know what, buddy? Pudding needs love, too.
Exactly.
Man.
It jiggles. We like that.
Yeah, Jell-O pudding pot.
Aaron, thank you for calling in and opening up with your unique angle.
Yeah, I really like that perspective.
Really appreciate it, buddy.
Have a great day, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Stay mediocre. Bye.
Okay.
Here's Melissa. Hi, Melissa.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. Well, am I the only one that thinks about people getting it on?
No. Actually, for years long, like forever long, I would go out and have like a solo dinner or a lunch and like just go unplugged and read a book or whatever, but sometimes put it down and do people watching, and my mind would go to these like really random places.
Yeah.
I was like, and especially the most interesting people. But what's really spectacular is I met my mates, and we both do the same thing. We'll look at a couple and kind of like, and the funny thing is he will escalate it.
Oh,
make it like super R-rated.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'll say, what do you think they're
easy,
into? Like,
easy.
Probably, like, that kind of... Yeah, no, I'm not saying anything.
Okay.
I'm just saying, and then he'll, like, put a little funny spin on it, and it's just, we just have the best time. It's we giggle. But it's kind of fun when you both do it together.
I like this a lot, because you hear about couples going out and doing, like, what's their backstory
That's,
to other
yes,
people? Like, what
yes.
do you think they work, yeah. or how do you think they met? But... You are like, do you think
exactly.
she likes handcuffs?
I know, yeah.
Or she keeps them in the drawer. Like, what's in her purse? Like,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, damn.
Right,
purse. Right.
She carries it with her.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Man. Well,
I love that you used to go out solo and just sit there and do this.
Oh, my God. That is impressive.
Yeah, and of course, like, I'm just wondering, like, I'm very animated, and, like, my face just shows what I'm thinking, so I can only think, like, if I were a fly on the wall, what I look like.
Right. Your face is like, ooh, the entire time.
Judging.
Right.
Oh, so good. Melissa, thank you for calling, and thanks for the laughs.
That's good. That's good.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye. Oh, that's a good one. All right, I got Julie, Don, Amber, and Patrick still on the line. If you want to call in and sound off, do you think about people getting it on? 303-691-1649. I'm digging this, Julie, because I'm finding out I'm really not alone.
No, you're not.
Are you thinking about us right now doing it? Not you and me, but like the three of us?
Do we need to leave the room?
No.
All right, so what are your thoughts?
I know you guys too well.
Oh, yeah? What are your thoughts?
Well, I look more at people and wonder what their children are going to look like.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. I see. Okay. Yeah. So, yes.
You're like, that is not a good pair.
Or I see two that are totally nerdy, geeky, whatever, and then they've got the most adorable kid, and I'm like, there's no way that came out of this.
Right.
Yeah. It's the whole thing where it cancels it out. If you got two people that are kind of fugly, bless their hearts, the baby's always beautiful, right?
Or it's the cable guys.
Right. And then if you have two people that are beautiful, the baby's generally fugly.
Yeah. I mean, it works like that.
It's funny how that
time.
Works. Yeah. Julie, thank you for the call. That's a great observation. Here's Don. Hi, Don.
Good morning.
Good morning. So do you think about any of us on the morning show getting it on?
Oh, God.
No comment.
Whoa.
You do.
That means yes.
Wow.
Don, stop.
Wow, Don. I have more questions, but I want to keep it fairly.
Which one?
I want to keep it fairly PG. And we know it's Katie.
All right.
So what are your...
Hey, Don, hey.
How are you?
They're doing really good.
This is
a fun show.
I knew it. I know. This is kind of naughty today, but that's all right. Don, tell us, do you think about other people getting it on?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. And I will do you one extra.
Okay.
So when I meet a couple where the woman is just not a very nice person or just way less attractive, I always wonder if she's very talented orally.
Okay. Oh, my God. We're keeping it PG. Stop it. We're keeping it. Stop it.
Because she has to be, right?
You didn't have to say how. Just say talented, for
God's
sake.
Her strengths lie elsewhere, is what Dawn's saying.
We're keeping it PG, Dawn.
It's so perfect.
Sorry.
Okay. That I do wonder, Dawn. I am with you in that. Or the guy. Like, that's
okay,
both ways.
Okay, we're done.
I'm just saying. It is, if the guy's not super attractive,
yes.
You have
are
to
they talented? Let's just say talented.
Either.
Are they talented?
Talented, yes.
Yes, I can. Yes, that is where my mind goes, Dawn. Thank you. I can relate to that.
Well, now that I've put your image in your mind.
Now thank you. That's all everybody's thinking about, Dawn.
Thanks, Dawn.
Sorry.
Go live your. I'm hanging up on you, Dawn. Goodbye.
Sorry. Bye. Have a good day.
Okay, bye.
I mean, do you not think about it?
I know. I don't feel so vanilla anymore. For a minute there, I'm like, God, I don't do anything. I'm so boring. And now I'm like, okay, this, though. I can get down with
this. Is that why you can't keep a man? Because you're so vanilla.
I did kind of zoom.
Do I want to take any more calls?
I think you need to.
My God.
This is amazing.
These are great.
I love it.
This is the best.
Yeah.
You asked this question.
I know. I'm like beginning to think I'm sorry I brought this up.
It was you who did this.
We can do a couple more.
Okay.
303-691-1649. This will be last call. Does anyone else look at other people and think about them doing their thing? We're keeping it PG. Amber.
Hi.
Hi. You sound so sweet.
Oh.
You sound so sweet. But she's like, but I'm a freak in the band.
I know. Tell us what a freak you are,
no,
Amber.
It's not about Amber.
Okay, never mind. That's
so, Amber, do you sit at the airport and look at people and wonder, you know, how often?
Legit, my husband and I play a game called Freak or Not.
Oh, my goodness. Freak or Not?
Yeah, that's what we call it. We people watch wherever we are, and we're like, Freak or Not.
That's so good.
Oh, yeah. I love this game.
I'm going to start playing that.
I love this game. Generally, are they freaks?
Usually, like, the nerdy or CEO or, you know, it's always, like, the undercover freaks are the ones we like to point out.
Because if somebody's undercover wearing a collar, that's not really undercover, right? Like, they're just telling everybody. So you're right. It's the people who are dressed all prim and proper.
Do you have different levels then? Like you said, undercover freak.
Yeah.
Are there other freak levels?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's the obvious freaks. So, like,
PG. Keep it PG.
Too, but...
Keep it PG. So you got obvious freaks and undercover freaks.
Yeah. And then you just, like, you either watch couples and you try to predict, like, are they vanilla or are they freak or...
I think it's funny to even call someone out for being vanilla. Like, you look at them, oh, that person's vanilla.
That's such a basic freak.
So basic.
Such a basic freak. So, Amber, if we were sitting at a restaurant and we saw you and your husband, what would you label yourself as?
Like visually, probably, you'd probably look at us and say boring.
Really? Oh, but
we're just average couple, like, yeah, just.
But?
But not.
I love it.
But not.
But not.
Period.
Would we say that you are a freak?
Yeah, undercover.
Undercover.
Undercover. Undercover. I have so many questions that we can't talk about on the radio.
This is fun.
I can play you this little sound clip, though. Here you go. Yeah. It's going to get steamy. All right, undercover freak. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
You have a good day.
Oh, I bet you she did not think she was going to admit that on the radio today.
My cheeks are blushing.
That was so good.
All right, well, let's do one more. Patrick.
Good morning.
Hi.
Are you an undercover
freak? You really should have stopped. You really should have stopped after Amber. This one's going to be...
It doesn't matter. You made the time. You made the time to call in, and you're listening. I'm putting you on the air. I got it. Hold on.
The location's not going to be popular.
Are you an undercover freak?
No, but my wife is. I need a restraining order sometimes.
Can't keep her off me.
Whoa!
Really?
Good for you.
And it goes directly in with what we're talking about. So my wife and I do this all the time, but we do it at church.
Oh no!
I won't say the religion, but it's historically known for being very conservative, but has a stereotype for tons of kids. So something's off
balance. I think I can guess.
Somebody's saying,
and
"Oh God!"
The problem is, we've been stereotyped at church because my wife is unusually attractive, especially considering me. So
you married up.
That doesn't balance. Yo, absolutely. By far.
He's gifted.
He's gifted.
You're talented.
She's kind of known for being like very quiet, very reserved, very humble. And it's like, you guys have no idea.
I think
laugh while you
That's
said it.
That's awesome.
I'm not trying to be weird, Patrick. I really am not. But could you send us a picture of you and your wife?
I know.
He set it up. He set it up that I want to see a picture of you and your wife. Text it to 303-691-1649. I want to see. And you know when we look at your wife, we're going to be like, man, she's a freak.
Yeah.
And he's gifted.
And he's talented.
He's talented.
He's talented. I like your little game
amazing.
At church.
Yeah.
I like your church game,
yes.
Patrick. You got mad church game.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, sir, you were wrong. We should not have ended with our last caller
because you were great.
You were great.
You're so good, Patrick.
As your wife says, you're always great, Patrick.
Hopefully that's the plan. Yeah.
Yeah. You have a great day, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
See ya.
Oh, I am so incredibly uncomfortable.
Are you kidding me? That made my morning.
That was so good.
Me too.